Can the San Jose Sharks finally get to the Western Conference Final? They got to go through LA first. It's a great matchup. Kevin Kurz joins us once again. Kevin, give me your most intriguing matchup, player to player, to watch in this series.
Well, to me, the biggest question is still regarding the Sharks and how they're going to use Joe Pavelski, because you look at the Kings' third line right now, it's Jarrett Stoll, Dustin Brown, and Tyler Toffoli, and the Sharks' third line, it looks like they're going to go in with James Sheppard, Thomas Hertl, and Tommy Wingles. And, you know, Wingles has played all year, and he's been good. Sheppard only recently took over that third-line center role, and he's had some good games, but he struggles a little bit in the faceoff circle. And Hertl, of course, he missed most of the second half of the year after Dustin Brown knocked him out with that knee. So, you know, if they keep Pavelski up on that top line, it's a very good top line with Thornton and Brent Burns, but I think eventually they're going to want to try to get him back in that third-line center role just because Jarrett Stoll is so good in the faceoff circle, and he could end up dominating if that's the matchup that, that if those two third lines end up going up against one another.
Kevin, the most obvious aspect, I think, to most people looking on this series is also one that could play the biggest role. Two big physical teams. The Sharks have said they're going to bang. The Kings obviously feel the same way. Little guys like Joe Pavelski could decide the series, but it's going to be very physical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we even saw that a couple weeks ago on April 3rd. The Sharks had 52 hits in that game, which was a new franchise record. And, you know, I know the hit stat is sometimes one that's debated whether or not that's accurate or not. But it was a very heavy game, and it's going to be that way. I don't think anybody expects anything different between these two teams. There's a definite rivalry there. They don't like one another. Both sides have said that many times, and I think that's true. Just with everything that's gone on, the seven games in the playoffs last year, Brown hitting Hertl, as I said before, Rafi Torres hitting Jarrett Stoll in the playoffs last year. There's so many storylines and so many intriguing different little aspects to this series, but you know the bottom line is that they don't like each other, and neither team passes up a hit when they get a chance to make one.
Kevin, it's also been very much a homer series, which in the NHL and a lot of the other ones hasn't been that way over the last few years, but these two teams, for whatever reason, home ice seems to be the deciding factor a lot of times. Any reason why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things. The Sharks have been so good at home all season. They had the second-best home record, and the Kings, interestingly enough, had the exact same record at home as they did on the road. So, I think the Sharks certainly welcome the fact that they do have home ice advantage this time around. But, you know, that being said, the pressure's on to win one, if not both, of these two home games before you go to Staples Center, because the Sharks have struggled at Staples Center, and the Kings have been very good there. So, I'm not quite sure what it is. Both teams obviously get their matchups, and I think tonight Todd McClellan will try to get Logan Couture's line out against the Kopitar line, and it'll probably be the Mike Richards line against the Joe Thornton line. So, that's why it comes back around again to what I was talking about with the third line and whether that's going to play a role, because right now you on paper you have to give the Kings a little bit of an advantage at the forward depth just because they do have Stoll there as a third-line center, and the Sharks really don't have anybody that can match him.
A lot of people will give Jonathan Quick the edge in goal over Antti Niemi. Both have won a Stanley Cup, though. Give me your thoughts on Antti Niemi. I know it was they waited to announce him as the starter. I think we all knew that, but it's the great gamesmanship that goes on. How's Niemi played, and how's he looking for you right now as when the Sharks go into this series?
He's struggled, plain and simple. Alex Stalock has been the better goaltender, albeit a smaller sample size over the second half of the year, but Niemi's simply letting in goals that he wasn't letting in this time last year. And, you know, that being said, he has played very well against the Kings. He's 7-0 in his career at home against Los Angeles. So that might have played a role in the decision, but, you know, as you guys know, everybody can put aside a shaky regular season with a good playoff performance, and no one will even remember what you did in the regular season if you come through in the playoffs. So I think that's what Todd McClellan is hoping for with Niemi. Niemi was very good last year. He was their best player, the team's best player, start to finish. He was very good through the playoffs. And you know, the Kings know what they're going to get out of Jonathan Quick. I'm not sure the Sharks players know what they're going to get out of Niemi headed into the series. But, you know, one good game, one good game, a couple key saves, and I'm sure their confidence will be fully restored in Niemi. But he could be on a very short leash because Alex Stalock has been very good as the backup.
Quickly, Kevin, your pick in this series and then your pick in the Chicago-St. Louis series.
Oh, geez. Put me on the spot. I like the Sharks in six in this one. I think they're going to find a way to get it done. I think getting Rafi Torres back and Thomas Hurdle back in the lineup is the factor for me. If those two players were out, I would go ahead and pick Los Angeles. And I'm going to go with St. Louis in six and the other one, too. I think they're going to get it together.
As always, Kevin, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the series. Should be a great one.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Take care.